what you do always helpful for all that control and that. Yesterday I listened in on the MarineNet and I heard Cliff in North Northeast. Cliff checked in there. I heard him. I was going to tell him that I heard him, but he's already checked out here today. But come back, tell him if you hear him, let him know that he gave you a signal on the MarineNet 300. Anyway, this is 307. Jan's Christian Fellowship has a method, meets every day except Sunday on this frequency. This is close to about an hour and 15 minutes ahead of this time. If you go ahead and do that, look for check-in number 9, call KA2RMS.
Yeah, very good, Dean. Yeah, on Tuesday I had a root canal on a molar, one of my upper molars in the back, and I'm on antibiotics for the I guess for another few days here. They usually give it to you for 7 days, right? So I got that happening, and plus they came by yesterday and offered me a pneumonia shot. I've never had one, and it's good for life, apparently. Once you have it, you got it. And so they introduced that to my left arm. So a little bit lame there, not too bad, though. And so they really have good care here in this manner. I'm really happy that I was able to get off the boat.
Before that, I had an upper molar that was acting up also. So I went and got it checked, and they couldn't really find anything, so they gave me some Sensodyne toothpaste. So just rub that on it, and that apparently worked. Like I said, I went and checked up, and they didn't find anything. They made trouble after that, so praise the Lord. I can keep them though, and at this age, a lot of people don't have teeth anymore. So that got them here and glad for that. And good on your holiday coming up there, and nice weather here this day for you. Enjoy that. I just put out some turkey eggs here and decorations. Paula done all the turkey and Thanksgiving things inside, so I'm out.
Thank you.
Yeah, very good, Dean. I'm just playing in the background with my phone here and uploading pictures to my computer. That way I can maybe share a shot or two with you on here for some entertainment, for some fun on the net, on the chat room. But I'm waiting now to see them come in into my computer, and they're not there. Where are they? Yeah, I had to, of course, your cable connected to make that happen from the iPhone to the Mac. You have to plug the USB plug-in connection. But yeah, just lots of fun. That's about it on this end. We got nice weather, lots of wet, like I say. But yeah, you got to keep hydrated for sure. I don't drink enough water, and I went through a terrible month or two of dry mouth syndrome. Did you ever have dry mouth syndrome? Yeah, it's when a fungus gets in your mouth and it shuts down your saliva producing ability, and your mouth goes all dry, your tongue wants to stick to the roof of your mouth, your lips crack in the corners, and they can be like chapped lips, and I got to tell you, it is not fun. It is a very nasty little situation. That's all taken care of and done now. I'm back to normal. And you can't talk right either, by the way. Your tongue can't move well, so getting on the air and trying to talk is kind of hilarious, Dean. Over. Yeah, yeah, very good. Yeah, and bring that subject up. Go ahead. Boy, that was quite a wrap up of the series there, because I never watched baseball, but my son and daughter-in-law invited me over to their place for game 6. And then when it went into a 7th, they had me back again the next night, and we had pizza and brewski and sitting there relaxing and watching and chatting. And they are as greenhorn at it as me. She was great at looking up rules and regulations on the internet to try and follow what they were doing, if it was legal for what they were doing and everything. But I couldn't believe that when the ball got stuck, that they weren't allowed to touch it and put it back into play, because I thought that was it. It was over. When that happened, I figured, okay, the runner's on. They're going to come in, and they're going to give the score, and the other guys are not going to be able to catch up. So as it turns out, it completely flipped and went the other way. So they got up to bat, and they got the runners on, and they got the points. Anyway, for me, it was kind of a fun evening with the family. Over.
Yeah. Very, very good, yeah. I guess I watch the local game here, the D-backs, so forth, but otherwise it gets pretty long. They went to an 18-inning game one night. I stayed up until 15 and were passed, and then I backed out and wait. But yeah, it was quite a series, one of the best we've had. And I had a lot of animosity with it, just like our government. The big boys there in Los Angeles, they pay a lot of bucks and try to get the best players, you know, for the big money. So Adam and the team there really did well. They worked hard and hard-fought, and they'll come back, and maybe Los Angeles will lose some players who move elsewhere to get old or something, and see what happens next year. There's always next year. Anyway, I was very glad you enjoyed it, and we did the same. So, VA7RA in the onset, KA2RMS, any other check-in? Nothing heard here, Roland. Go ahead.
Yeah, likewise here. Yeah. I heard about that doubleheader game or whatever. Yeah, that was pretty, I got a rule on that, Dean. Life is too short for QRP and sports. Over.
Sit here at the radio, but I've got a bowler chair that I can back away from it, get up and walk around a little bit. But I can move the position of the chair, you know, it's got a back rest on it, and I can lay back and come up to the position. Got to have some movement at our age, especially. We got to keep moving, rolling over.
Yeah, that's a good point right there. Yeah, if you don't, you don't use it, you lose it, right? No, you got to keep those joints going, do as much exercise as your body can handle. And we realize it's less and less all the time, but the more you use it, the more enjoyable it is. But that's great, Dean. Yeah, no, I'm doing pretty good. I'm on the waiting list for as I tell people, I'm back ordered on spare parts right now. I'm on the waiting list for a hip replacement. I think I told you that. So I go for a consultation on the 20th of the month here, but we'll see how that goes, and hopefully it pushes me further up the list. But that's it, Dean. We're looking for check-ins on the Amateur Radio Missionary Service Net here. The Fellowship Net of Christians on the Air. Anyone wishing to join Dean and I, please call Victor Alpha 7, Romeo Alpha.
WB0ATV, good morning, Roland. Good morning, Dean. I'll go ahead and check in. WB0AKV, over.
WB0AKV, did you copy Rich there? Good morning, Rich.
Yeah, good morning, Rich. KA2RMS. Number 9, over.
USL, number 9, and I assume it's my turn and I should go ahead, over.
QSL.
Go ahead,
Bill,
over.
Roger, roger. I wasn't sure if I was doubling with somebody there or not, but, all right, let's see. My weather app closed here, so I have to open it back up, but we've got sunshiny skies out there right now, and it was an overnight low of 28 degrees last night, and it is up to 46 degrees right now, and we're looking for a high of about 55 or so. Not too bad for a fall day here. And I think we're supposed to push back up into the 70s next week. So it's definitely been a very mild fall for us. We often get snow on Halloween or thereabouts. And we did not get any this year. So definitely a mild fall for us. I've been traveling, so I'm pretty tuckered out. see if I can go corral some leaves with the bags and go to orchestra practice and lounge around. That's kind of my plan for the weekend after all the traveling I've done. But it was good. Things were accomplished, so that was good. And